What's up, you guys? Welcome back to the show. Oh boy, do I have a freaking guest for you today. She has been just such a pleasure to walk alongside for the past like 10 or so months. Right now, I have on the show with me Gracie Calvanesso. She is a spiritual pop artist, healer, a holistic vocal coach. She's releasing new records freaking daily, it feels like. Her entire mission is to empower women to feel connected to their intuition and live in alignment. And I wanted to bring her on to talk all about voice, saying no, reclaiming boundaries, reclaiming your power, feeling unstoppable, because holy shit, have I seen this woman just like transform before my eyes. So, hi, Gracie.
Hello, thank you so much for that intro. I'm like crying already.
On a coaching call? We're just crying. It's fine. Everything's fine.
The best. I feel like you've been such a expander for me. Just you've helped me so much the past 10 months. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Let's talk about this because I feel like right now you are in the most unapologetic like space you've ever been in. You sent in our like chat the album cover for your newest song. Can you talk about that? Because I feel like that energy is like holy shit.
Yes. So I'm a songwriter and artist here in Nashville, and I write songs really to help me process my emotions and manifest things. So I wrote this song called No before I even started really saying no and honoring my no. And when I was still like hardcore people pleasing, I wrote this song and kind of used it as a manifestation song for me to listen to every time I wanted to feel empowered. And that's kind of what my songs are for me. And I wrote it probably 2 years ago now, which is crazy. And I'm finally releasing it. So this song is all about reclaiming your voice and standing up for yourself and being powerful and not being a people pleaser. And really, what's the one word people pleasers need to learn? It's no, right? And in the song, I say no probably 50 times. I don't know. And it's a fun pop empowering song, and I want women to listen to it and like scream it in their cars.
I am so excited for the when does the actual song come out?
It comes out on my birthday, January 11th, 111.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so this episode is going to air before that happens, which is
Okay.
going to be so fucking cool. So you'll hear the behind the scenes, you guys, and then go listen to Gracie's song. It's on Spotify, right? And
Yes,
like
and maybe I'll send you the pre-save link for the show notes so you can
yes.
access it.
We got like a little sneak peek when you sent it in the group, and I was like, holy shit, like you are like your voice. When I close my eyes, I'm like, you are famous. Like literally, you are famous. Like I know that we've talked about this so many times of like you being on stage and really taking up so much fucking space, but it's so cool. Like you wrote the song 2 years ago, but I feel like you're now ready to release it.
Totally. Yeah. Thank you for believing in me. Sam, you guys listening, Sam tells me that I'm famous all the time and she's helping me manifest it. She's just the best hype woman. Believe
Because like you know when you see like I feel like you do this for your clients as well, like you see something for them, you see the vision for them that's like bigger than the vision they have for themselves, or you really feel like fucking full on believe it. Like from the moment I met you, I'm like, oh my God, this bitch, like let's go.
Yeah, I just want to empower people and inspire them and mostly teach people how to listen to their intuition because your intuition will always guide you and you don't have to people please. You don't have to live a life that you don't love. And that's why we're so in alignment because your mastermind is called Unapologetic. It's all about living an unapologetic life. And that resonates with me so much because I'm not here to just, have a normal 9-to-5 job and, just spend my life doing shit I hate. I mean, that's fine if that's for other people, but that's not for me. And so I want to empower people and teach them how to honor themselves. And that's really what No is about.
How did so this song was like written 2 years ago. So what sparked like talk us through a little bit about your journey like way back. Like growing up, Gracie, as you've navigated your life, like now you're fucking going on tour and you're singing on stages and you're doing this epic shit. And I'm like, but like, I know you well enough to know, but I feel like I still want to learn more about the version of you who is not this at all. You know, like, so can you take us back to that version of you to just show everyone listening, like, it is so possible to like be so big and like do the thing, even if right now it doesn't feel like it's possible or they don't even know what it is that they want.
Totally. Yeah, I have not always been like this. I grew up in a family with a lot of kids, and I didn't feel like I got enough attention because I have literally five siblings. My family has had trauma passed down through generations. I had a super traumatic birth in which I almost died and have had anxiety my entire life. And I just constantly felt like my voice was being shut down and like I couldn't stand up for myself and speak up. And even in school, I'm an identical twin and my sister and I got the lead in the musical, and people were just like mean to us. Like they were trying to tell us that we're bragging and that we shouldn't take up space and that we shouldn't be on stage. And so I had my voice shut down a lot as a kid. And I just people pleased my whole life. I spent so much time people pleasing. I'm an empath as well. And I can really feel other people's emotions. And because I could feel other people's emotions, I was always people pleasing and trying to just predict how other people were going to act, right? Because we do that as empaths. And it wasn't until I had vocal cord surgery from, and okay, I'll get into this story too. So in college, I just didn't have high self-worth, and I would go to bars and scream and shout over loud music and, be in these loud environments. And I ended up damaging my vocal cords. And I was studying opera in college, so that totally just didn't work. And I had to have vocal cord surgery. After the vocal cord surgery, I had to be silent for 4 months, so I couldn't talk for 4 months. And it forced me to go inward. So I became really connected to my intuition during that time, super connected to my spiritual gifts, and everything changed after that. I decided that I didn't want to study opera because I had only gone into studying it because my twin sister was doing it. And, that's another piece of my trauma is that I'm an identical twin. People always grouped us together, and I never really decided what I wanted to do with my life until after my vocal cord surgery, where I was like, I don't want to be an opera singer. I don't even like opera, to be honest with you. I love my sister. I love the people that do opera, but I don't really enjoy singing it. And so I was like, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm switching my major. There was not really an option to do pop music at my school, so I just kind of made up my own thing and I studied.
I love this.
Thank you. I studied with the musical theater teacher, and I would just write songs, and I took composition lessons. And when everybody else was doing like opera arias in class, I was singing my original songs. And then I graduated. I had been teaching K through 8 music at that point, and so I taught for a year and decided that I wanted to move from Detroit, Michigan to Nashville, Tennessee, and moved here, started my business. Now I teach singing lessons, but they're like holistic healing singing lessons. So all of those spiritual gifts came in handy because I use them in my business. And really, my mission is to empower people to feel connected to their intuition. And it's everything that I write songs about because this is the biggest thing that I've had to learn. And if I can even teach one person, I'd be happy. But I mean, at this point, I've taught thousands of people this. And so it's expanded even bigger than I ever thought that it would.
Yeah, wow. Oh my gosh. I feel like we could go down like every rabbit hole. Like, I feel like just like reflections immediately. Like, isn't it wild how like the universe forces us to like basically do something if we aren't listening? Like, oh, you're
Totally.
gonna have to go into vocal cord surgery so that you can be silent for 4 months so you can actually fucking listen to me, you know? Like, listen to yourself, really, is what it was.
Chills. Yeah, I just had chills as you said that. That's what it was, though. I was so disempowered and so not connected to my intuition. And I think this is something that we're taught as women. And you know, when I think of my mom and her generation, like my mom was silenced, her mom was silenced. Women were taught and told, don't take up space, don't be powerful. You're a bitch if you stand up for yourself. And fuck that. I'm changing that. I am not passing that down to my kids. I'm not passing that down to my daughters.
Yeah, even, you know, as you say that, I'm like reflecting back on times, even in our mastermind, when I remember you would be like, you would be in an up level, right? And you'd be like, okay, I'm raising my prices, or like things are shifting and I have to have these hard conversations. And I remember you would always say, I just don't want to be a bitch. And I'm
Yes.
like, whoa, isn't it so interesting how you're not the only one? Like, I experienced this too. Like, I know a lot of the women in the group, like, we associate us putting ourselves first with being a bitch,
I
being
know.
selfish. What?
I
Isn't it
know.
wild? Like, that's how we're conditioned.
It is wild, and it really is the rise of the divine feminine right now, where women are stepping into their power and learning how to stand up for themselves and saying, you know, I don't want to be submissive to men my whole life. Like, I am allowed to speak my mind and speak my truth and talk about what I'm passionate about and be loud and be bold and be big and not be perfect all the time.
Yes. Oh God, this is like medicine. Like, this is like the fucking sweet nectar that like all women are craving on this planet right now. Like, and
Yes.
it's like, I know your song is going to be so incredibly healing for you, and it's going to be so incredibly healing for everyone that listens. And I just have this intuitive feeling like something really fucking big is going to happen off the tail end of this release.
Oh, I just got chills again.
I have them right now. I'm like, oh my God. Like, I'm like, we're gonna be making posters. Like, there's gonna be like you, your face. Like, it's so real. And like, just I think just for everyone listening too, it's like everything that you're navigating right now, whatever it is, like that is all the substance in which you will likely teach. You know,
Yes.
it's like
Yes.
the biggest pain becomes the purpose, becomes the calling.
Oh my gosh, yes. I'm constantly teaching things right after I learn them to my clients as well, because I think it's so powerful that way. If you've been through it, you can support someone through it. And you know what's so interesting is, so I have a deep connection to spirit, as we've talked about, and I get intuitive messages from spirit. I have all of the clairs. So for those of you listening, that don't know what I'm talking about, you've probably heard the word clairvoyant, which is the seeing one, where you can see things, but there's different clairs for every sense, and I have all of them for every single one. And so I have a really deep connection to spirit. I can also channel messages, which is where I allow spirit to speak through me. And anyways, I talk to spirit a lot every single day. For the longest time, spirit was telling me, go to the lake to meditate, because there's this beautiful lake by my house. So I'd go and I'd sit there and I would just write what spirit was telling me. And spirit kept telling me, I was like, oh, why haven't I released music? Because I haven't released music in 3 years, you guys. I've been super focused on building my business, which has been beautiful and amazing, but I'm ready to release my song now. And the last time I released music was 2020, right? So I was talking to spirit and I was like, it doesn't feel like quite the right time yet. This was like, I don't know, 6 months ago. I was like, why isn't it the right time? What is happening? And spirit kept telling me, before you release no, you have to be more embodied in your no.
I have chills.
So I started really embodying it and like literally listening to my own song daily as a manifestation and just blasting it. And I started to embody it. And then it went along perfectly with the work that we were doing in the mastermind because, you know, you kept encouraging me, like, stand up for yourself, say no. And it kept coming in sneaky ways, right? Like, when we think that we reach one level of something, then the next level comes up, and then the next one, and then the next one. And so now I feel so ready to release it, and I feel so powerful. And I've gotten really good at standing up for myself and honoring my boundaries and also bragging about myself. Like, if you were talking to me a year ago today, I would have never said, I've gotten really good at this. Because I would have been like, I don't want to sound like I'm bragging. Now I just don't care. I'm not here to play small. I'm not here to, you know, not take up space. I'm not here to just, you know, be a fly on the wall and not say anything. Like, no, I want to show women that they can take up space and they can do all of the things that they desire in their lives, and they can listen to their intuition and be powerful and be unapologetic, right? You can be unapologetic.
Yes. Oh, Gracie. It's so fucking cool. Just like, you know, even if we were to like pull up mastermind calls from the beginning of the year, like in January, like we'll do that. We'll probably do that at the end of the year and like do the like, this was baby you. But it's like, even just you having the space to grow into who you've always been, you know, because when you said like, oh, like me and my sister were on stage and like we were, you know, we got the lead roles. It's like, you were always loving the center of attention. And then there's that phase in our life, right? Like something happens or there's comments and then we repress it all and we hide and we dim. And I think this is the common story for most women specifically. It's like, our inner child, like when we're young, like we're free, we're expressed, we are unapologetic. We brag, you know, we go to our parents, we're like, look what we did. And then they're like, yeah, great. And we're not made wrong for that. We're encouraged, you know, and then we get into teenage and high school and college and adulthood. And it's like, oh, don't be too much. Like, don't take up too much space. Like you're full of yourself. It's like, the messages are so inconsistent. And I think when like women are the fucking most powerful species, first of all, but it's like when all women are in their power, the world is going to be a very different place.
Yes, totally. Yeah. It's so funny that you said that. Well, okay. First of all, I'm also a Leo rising, so I have to be in the center of attention. My first song that I released in 2020 is actually called Attention. It's all about how I like being the center of attention. So I really do feel like my songs have, the way that I'm going to release them is like an evolution of what I'm learning on my journey. So yeah. And the more that I learn, the more that I'm going to teach it to people. So if you guys stick around, you listen to my music, you're just going to learn it when I learn it right after I do.
I mean, I think that is like, everyone is an artist, right? Whether you're a business owner, whether you're a content creator, whether you're a singer, a speaker, a podcaster, it's like, that is what it is. It's like life is the curriculum. And then we go through life and then we alchemize the lessons and we turn it into art. It's like, I see myself as like an artist of business, you know, like I'm learning everything I'm learning in business and in embodiment, right? And then I'm teaching it because I too, like you, had such a hard time saying no. And I still, there's new levels of this that show up.
Oh my gosh, totally. 100%. Actually, even with the cover photo, remember, I think I sent it to you guys in the chat because I had two options for my cover photo. There's one where I'm looking away from the camera and I think I look a lot prettier in that picture. There's another one where I don't think I look pretty, but I look so powerful and I'm looking at the camera. And I asked a lot of people, I was like, which one do you like better? Even though I intuitively knew the powerful one is the one that I'm supposed to pick. But I asked people and like almost everybody said, pick the one where you think you look prettier. Because that's what we're used to in society. It's like, oh, women have to look good all the time. No, this song is not about me looking pretty. This song is about me being powerful. And so interesting, because even with this release, Spirit is teaching me so much about honoring myself and not people pleasing. And really all I want to do is just reflect that back to the world.
Holy shit. Okay. When you were saying that, also I still have goosebumps from my whole body. When you were saying that, the words that just kept coming through is that power is felt, not seen.
Oh shit, that's good.
Because like power is a frequency and it doesn't have a aesthetic necessarily. Like you could go like super dark and whatever, but like say your expression, like I feel like your expression, my expression is quite colorful, let's say, like there's some color, right?
Totally.
When we think about power in our logical minds, we think about dark, black, right? Like there's this like, ooh, like I don't know, I get this like dark feminine side. Mm-hmm. And what if, and this is even something I'm like, wait, I'm having my own aha right now as I'm talking to you. I'm like, wait, if power is felt, not seen, then it actually doesn't matter what the expression looks like. It matters who you're being, right? Because it's what you're saying and who you're being that is like that is that you're the power source, when you have life force flowing through you and you're speaking from your power center, not from your, not from up here, like not from the neck up, but from your power, your body,
yes,
that has a different resonance than when you speak from the neck up. And power comes from the fucking sacral and solar plexus. Like, it comes from your actual body, but most women are really disconnected from that. So they speak from neck up and they think from neck up, you know, like they make decisions from neck up, not
yes,
from
yes, yes. This is everything that I teach my voice clients as well, is how to be embodied in their bodies when you're singing, because you can hear the difference when somebody is singing, when they feel powerful versus when they don't. You can hear that they're more embodied. You could just hear it. It's not even like, it's felt exactly like what you said. It's not really heard or seen, it's felt. You can feel the difference in the way that they're singing and expressing themselves and how powerful they feel based on how embodied they are.
Right. And this is like truly the like authenticity over approval, right? Like, because if we're seeking approval, then we're gonna, you know, alter our appearance or the way we talk or what we say, because we want people to perceive us in a certain way, but then we lose the truth. Because if truth and power are of a certain frequency and we're in our bodies, like that's where the fucking magic is. And power knows power. You know, you get like, you come into the fucking unapologetic mastermind and you're like, whoa, there's some fucking powerful woman in this fucking group. I mean, everyone is, but it's like, that's the group itself has its own like life force and power in it, because every woman is powerful. They're stepping more and more and more into their power. And the group is like rising collectively.
Yes, totally. And when you're in a group of women like this, if you're not in your power, you jump into it, because you just have to. In order to match everybody else, you just have to.
Yeah. I think that's one of the coolest parts about like these types of spaces. Like, I mean, for me personally, masterminds are my favorite just because of what you said. Like, I remember always entering into masterminds as like the small fish and being like, oh fuck, I guess I gotta like step it up, because I don't want to feel like this little thing. Like, I gotta, you know, and it was like, right? It like pulls you up, and then everyone keeps growing. And as long as the leader of, or the container, or the, you know, the host of the group is growing, the group keeps growing.
Yeah, you have to, right? You have to, in order to be in alignment with it, you have to keep growing. I'm seeing this in my spaces too, inside my program, Sing From Your Soul. All the women are growing so quickly as I'm growing as well. And it's so interesting, because the more that you expand and the more that you up level, the more in alignment you are and the more your people find you.
Yeah, like the easier it gets. In a way,
yeah,
it's like, easier. Yeah, the more you are yourself, the easier it gets. It's the work of removing all of the layers of the onion and all the bullshit and all the facades and the conditioning and the programming and the, I gotta look this way, I have to think this, I go to, and coming back to the truth of who you are. And typically, like you said at the very beginning, like, you need to find those expanders. It's like, it's so crazy when you have the expanders that let you, that help you see, wait, I feel really drawn to that. There's something I see in them, like that activates me, ignites me. And then that's an invitation for you to, like, I think that's the person that you're supposed to be working with.
Totally. Especially if they trigger the shit out of you. Because honestly, I remember when you used to trigger me so much, I'd be like, oh my God, she's dancing on the internet. What do I do? Like, I need more of that in my life.
Yeah. And even like when you said yes, I remember it so distinctly. Like, you were on the edge of saying yes. Like, you were like, I know I want to do it, and I'm also terrified, and I know I want to do it, and I'm also terrified. And so let's just like, I would love to wrap it up, but like, how did you make the decision to say yes?
Well, you encouraged me, go move your body. I was like, I think I just need to go to the gym and sit with it for a second and be removed from the situation. You're like, yes, go do that. Go move your body. I already knew though, when I was talking to you, I was like, this is a yes. I'm just scared to take the leap, but I know that I need to. And when your intuition is coming through that strongly, you just can't ignore it, because when you ignore it, you're gonna continue to live out of alignment. And I know that it's a huge piece of my purpose, why I incarnated here, to listen to my intuition and teach other people how to do the same. And so even when I'm being stubborn, I always listen to my intuition, because it has always guided me. It will never fail me. And that's all I want to teach people, is how to do the same. And you've really supported me in that as well. And I'm just excited to continue growing and expanding, and I'm so grateful that I've had your support along the way.
I love you so much. I'm so excited to hear your song on Spotify and play it on repeat when I, you know, when you just like find the songs you love and then you just play them over and over and over and over again. And you're like, Spotify definitely thinks I'm a fucking psycho, but I love it.
Yes, I can't wait. Thank you so much for your support. And I just want to say to like all of the women in the mastermind and Sam, especially, you guys have been so supportive of not just my business, but my music. And it's been such an amazing experience to have that level of support and sisterhood. So thank you so much.
Of course. I love you so much. Thank you for being you and like honestly bringing such a unique set of skills to the group. Like I think it makes our group so well-rounded. Like everyone brings their own sauce. But I really feel like what you bring is this like beautiful combination of like you trusting yourself, you encouraging others to trust themselves even more, the voice piece, the singing, like you just showing up, like just being a fucking badass. And I love you tons. And yeah, thank you for sharing your whole journey. It's just so cool.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being a big piece of it.
So inspiring.
Thank you. Thank you for being a big piece of it. I love you so much.
I love you too. I love you too. Where can people find you, whether it's on Spotify, Instagram, TikTok, all the things?
Okay, so you can listen to Attention, my song that's already released on Spotify. Just search Attention, Gracie Calvaneso. It's Calvaneso. I'm sure it'll be in the title of this podcast in the show notes. And then I'm also on Instagram and TikTok, same name, Facebook. And be on the lookout for more music in 2024 because my goal is to release 6 songs in 2024.
Woo! Let's go, baby! I love it. I love it. Thank you so much, Gracie, for being here. And I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. Please screenshot this episode. Tag both Gracie and I and let us know your biggest takeaway. I feel like this is an episode that every single fucking woman needs to hear. So whether you screenshot and tag us or you send it to a few of your besties that need to hear this message, we so appreciate it. It's really how the show grows and we love you so much. Thank you guys. Thank you, Gracie.
Thank you, Sam.